Okay, great. So, today we're going to be doing a little podcast on the work from home demand, post-COVID demand for work from home, and a shift to a digital space, as far as working conditions go. So it's a really interesting time to be talking about this topic. So, another question I have though, there are definitely some disadvantages to work from home. And one thing I found is that actually work from home puts some younger workers at a disadvantage in terms of in-office networking, socialization. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, obviously, if you're not, communicating in person or working as a team in person or having like a group environment, then you're not going to have the same level of connection to that person or that group you're working with. Obviously, networking is like a massive thing in the business world, especially if you're just starting out as a young business person. So if you're working from home to that degree, it kind of affects it in a way, but you can still, talk to your group members, your boss, and fellow colleagues, such whatever online too. But so it doesn't hinder it all that much, but it definitely has some effect compared to being in person.
I mean, yeah, that's definitely true as far as that goes. But there's also some other concerns, such as some cybersecurity concerns, frequent meetings. There's even some possible costs, even though we were eliminating some in-work costs. Some companies are paying for employees to get laptops and all these different work from home setups. So what do you have some thoughts on all of those topics as well?
Personally, I think that given the situation like the pandemic, COVID, having, you have to work from home, I think that companies, are pretty responsible to give their employees the tools to actually efficiently work at home. I don't think it's really fair to say that, hey, you're my employee, you have to purchase everything to work well. I think it's pretty heavily responsible for the employer to do that. But that being said, like it does affect, their income as well. Like you're spending a lot of money on electronics or, services, networks, whatever, to, efficiently work together. So it does affect them a little bit, but I think it really helps that if, their employees have all these tools to work efficiently, then I think it'll help in the profits no matter what.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, in the long run, it might actually be more worth it. It's possible. So another thing I wanted to ask about is there's 98% of people that are going into work and they're looking for remote positions, but not every type of job currently is doing remote work. And I think it said somewhere about only 25% of Oh, here it is. There's actually 16% of companies that are able to operate fully remote. So what kind of recommendations do you have to this massive workforce looking for remote work, but not too many remote options?
I think that's just kind of a sign that the job field isn't really adapting too well to the current situation about what employees want. I think a lot of employers and companies can pretty easily shift to like a full online remote system, and I think it would benefit a lot of them as well because they wouldn't have to pay for rent or office space, whatever else they pay for. And obviously they have to pay for the, technology and tools for the employees, but it's not nearly as much cutting to their bottom line. So I think employers, all they really need to do is efficiently transfer over to that remote system if they have the capabilities to do so. Obviously, some industries, can't actually do that since they have demand for in person. But if you are in an industry that can transfer remotely, then I don't really see a point in doing an in-person kind of thing anymore. So they just kind of need to bridge that gap to, make the employees happy, but also make the employers happy.
That is true, because employee satisfaction is definitely a big concern. And if employees are looking to work remote, maybe companies should be investing in this shift. All right. So Another thing that I wanted to talk about is how you lead a team that's remote, essentially, because I mean, you know, there's some industries like IT and stuff that have been doing this for a while where they have remote teams, but a lot of new companies like we just talked about are investing in this shift towards a remote team. So how do you exactly do you lead a team remotely? Because this is definitely a new shift in leadership that we're seeing. There's new challenges that come with working remote. So how do you build the best team over the phone?
So in my opinion, there is no way to always control your employees if they are doing a fully remote thing as a team leader. However, there are some kind of checks and balances you can do with your employees to make sure they are working well, like deadlines and such. If they don't, you know, get the deadline done on time, then, you know, something negative would happen or such. So I think in that way, they can kind of not enforce the rules, but like encourage people to actually do their work on time and stuff. Because I know, I think it's Netflix that we're trying to move to a fully remote thing, but at the same time, they're giving their employees the option to work however long they want. But if they don't get their jobs done, then they can't have vacation time, I think. So something like that would work pretty well, as long as it's not too taxing on the employees.
Well, that is definitely interesting. So another thing that I wanted to talk about is there are actually a few health problems that have been noted to be associated with certain work from home conditions. People struggling with some mental health problems because of isolation, essentially, not getting out enough, a lack of a work home life balance. And also some people, it's very sedentary. So some people are, you know, they're not moving around as much as they need to. So what are some things maybe that employers could do to help mitigate some of these things for the employees to help make sure that while they're working remote, you know, they're not suffering these health problems?
I think employers can do some things, like maybe enforcing a break where, you know, they make sure the employees are having some time to themselves during the workday, maybe like an hour to go outside or to spend time doing something else. I mean, the onus on, you know, employee mental health and all that isn't entirely employer responsible. Like, employees do need to take care of themselves when they are working in like this isolated environment. I think they should really, employers should also take into account that, you know, they're not really talking to anyone besides, you know, their family that they're at home with. So I think having someone else to talk to that they can, you know, share their ideas or their frustrations with or such like that, it's probably a good thing as well.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. I mean, there is definitely some form of employee responsibility there, but it's a lot of new struggles. So it's great to be talking about this stuff. I think that is all the questions I really had for today. So is there anything else you wanted to add about these challenges about remote work, or some benefits and drawbacks that you think make it worth it before we go?
Yeah, I'll say a few things. I don't think there's really any drastic drawbacks to working fully remotely. Obviously, it depends what industry you're in, but as long as you keep your employees happy and you make sure that everything works efficiently, I don't think there's really any problems. I visited Boston a few months ago just to, you know, see the city, visit some friends, but I also wanted to take some time to look at like the booming business industry there, because it's pretty much a growing city compared to like New York and Seattle and such. And I took some time to talk to some business leaders there that own companies, small teams, and they all said that, you know, that they were paying exorbitant amounts for rental space and office space and stuff like that inside the office. So they were pretty happy to go to a fully remote system. So I think for some companies that are too big to do that, you know, they don't really have a choice. But for smaller companies like the ones I talked to in Boston, they see it as a big plus.
That's really interesting. All right, that's everything I have for today. So thank you so much, and have a good day, everyone.